Good day, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Camille, and I will be your conference operator for today. At this time, I would like to welcome you to the Public Finances and Public Debt Report for the first quarter of 2013. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to make a question during this time, please press star one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star two. It is now my pleasure to introduce you to Dr. Ernesto Rovira. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm joined in this conference by Alejandro Díaz de León, Chief of the Public Debt Office. Let me start with some remarks about the results for the first quarter of 2013. What we're observing is that the recent evolution of the Mexican economy reflects macroeconomic stability and sound management of public finances. During the first quarter of 2013, the Mexican economy continued expanding. However, some macroeconomic indicators have shown certain deceleration due to less dynamism in the U.S. and the world economy. We are estimating that during the first quarter of 2013, GDP grew by approximately 1% in real terms. Adjusting by seasonality due to the greater number of labor days during the first quarter of 2012, GDP growth is expected to have been approximately 2.3% in the first quarter of this year. The favorable performance of the economic activity in Mexico has resulted in continuous growth in employment in all sectors. As of March 31st, the number of workers affiliated to IMSS, the Social Security Institute, stood at 60,281,000, which represent an annual growth of 3.7%. During the first quarter of 2013, the inflation rate increased due to temporary factors, for example, in some agricultural products. However, we expect that inflation rate should consolidate a downward trend from June to end the year firmly within the central bank's target. During the first quarter of 2013, the exchange rate continued appreciating as a result of increased capital flows to the country. At the end of March, exchange rate closed at 12.33 pesos per dollar, and the stock market index of the Mexican Stock Exchange stood at 44,077 points. In March, total credit from commercial and development banks grew by 6.1% in real annual terms. Credit to the private sector registered a 6.8% real annual increase. During the first quarter of 2013, the trade balance registered a deficit of $1.1 billion. We estimate that it will be kept in moderate levels for the rest of the year. Regarding public finances, the data of the first quarter of 2013 shows sound management of public finances in the country. As of the first quarter of 2013, a surplus of 40.2 billion pesos was observed. If we exclude Pemex investment, the public surplus was 98.7 billion, which is in line with the balanced budget target approved by Congress. Total budgetary revenues of the public sector showed a reduction of 0.4% in real terms. Within budgetary revenues, oil revenues decreased by 9% in real annual terms as a result of a lower export price of the Mexican oil mix compared to the previous year and observed appreciation of the exchange rate. Non-oil tax revenues increased 0.5% in real terms compared to the same period of 2012. We saw increases of 11.6% in the collection of excise taxes and 3.4% in the collection of the income tax system. Non-tax revenues increased by 78% in real terms. Revenues of public entities under direct budgetary control other than Pemex decreased 1.6% in real terms, due mainly to lower electricity sales. During the first quarter of 2013, total public sector expenditures were 10.4% lower in real terms compared to the same period of last year. Programmable expenditures were 11% lower in real terms compared to the first quarter of 2012. The financial cost of the public sector decreased 9.3% in real terms with respect to the first quarter of last year as a result of the appreciation of exchange rates and lower interest rates. Finally, regarding public debt, we observe that it remains low and at a sustainable level, particularly when compared to other countries. Regarding the management of external debt, Mexico continued observing favorable conditions in the external sector. In January 7th, an issuance in international capital markets of $1.5 billion was carried out at a historically low financing cost. At the end of the first quarter of 2013, the historical balance of the public sector borrowing requirements, which includes the public sector's liabilities in their broadest version, amounted to 37.6% of GDP, amount higher by 0.8 percentage points than the one observed at the end of 2012. Thank you for your attention. We now proceed to the question and answer session.
Thank you, sir. We will now proceed with the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. If you are using speaker equipment, you'll need to lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for our first question. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. One moment, please. And Mr. Revilla, I'm showing no questions at this time. Please continue.
We can wait a minute if someone wants to ask a question. I remind you that Alejandro Diaz de Leon, chief of the public debt unit, is here. If you have any questions regarding the evolution of the Mexican economy or the issuance of debt.
Thank you, sir. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions at this time, please press star 1. One moment, please. And Mr. Revilla, I'm still showing no questions at this time. Please continue.
Well, thank you very much for everyone listening, and we remain open for questions through email and our contact information through the Investors Relations Office. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your participation in today's conference. You may now disconnect.